Good afternoon. The latest disturbance and its associated warm front are both approaching from the south and west today. The result will be mostly cloudy skies with breaks of sunshine, allowing temperatures to reach into the upper 70s to around 80. Showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous as upper-level energy from the Great Lakes also swings into the region, and there's the potential for some of the thunderstorms to be strong, maybe even severe, particularly as one heads toward central New York. Still, the risk of showers and thunderstorms will last into the evening, some of them on the strong side, through eastern New York and New England. Skies will be cloudy tonight, and as that system continues to pivot through the region, scattered showers will be likely, and maybe some thunderstorms. Also, with areas of fog, temperatures will be back into the 60s. Another disturbance, also swinging through the Great Lakes and through the region tomorrow, will keep skies mostly cloudy and will have an additional chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. And some of these storms could also be on the strong and perhaps severe side with gusty winds. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 70s. One last bit of energy will have to swing through the region on Thursday, so we still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but a smaller chance. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday afternoon will push temperatures into the upper 70s once again. We'll start to change the weather pattern with this trough of low pressure lifting out on Friday. Slowly but surely, we'll go back to sunny skies and lower humidity with highs in the lower 80s. In fact, the holiday weekend looks good with temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the lower to mid-80s under a mix of sun and clouds, and with a little bit of energy riding through the relative ridge on Saturday, we'll have the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm for Independence Day. Right now, it looks like temperatures will stay in the 80s into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Ohio Valley, the Deep South, and the Mid-Atlantic region. The greatest concentration of convection today is expected across the Mid-South and Tennessee Valley areas along a weak front. South of this boundary, over the lower Mississippi Valley, lies a richly buoyant air mass, high water content as well. Moderate mid-level winds in this area should foster several multi-cell clusters with damaging winds and sporadic hail as the primary hazards. In the Ohio Valley, cold temperatures aloft and 30 knots of effective shear should support multicells and supercell structures with severe hail and wind risks. And in the mid-Atlantic, low-level moisture along with robust daytime heating will occur south of a stationary front, expected to lie near the Mason-Dixon line. Scattered storms should develop during the afternoon, and 30 to 40 knots of shear might support a few supercells, but the overall thermodynamic setup suggests that these will remain weak. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 98 set in 1964, and the record low 47 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms around tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. More scattered showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More scattered showers and thunderstorms around tonight, also areas of fog in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more showers and storms for most of us and highs in the upper 70s. Just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny and warm with low humidity Friday, lower 80s. A small chance of a thunderstorm for July 4th on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday and highs in the lower 80s and lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.